The economy is the biggest thing. You know, there's been obviously numbers thrown around, but it's in excess of 200 million rand direct economic benefit to Mbombela. You can't get accommodation now everywhere in Nelspruit. It's fantastic all the way right river, even up to Waterval Boerman. All those hotels up there down to Barberton, they're all full. So town is going to be a party for that weekend.
Absolutely. Logistically, hosting an event like this, I think it's never easy.
You really got to plan. It's a major project plan that you've got to do right from the word go. Obviously, the position where the stadium is, access is slightly challenging. So we've identified that we want to move at least 25,000 people through the park and ride system.
Okay.
Together with Buscor, we're going to have about 150 of those long buses.
Sure.
So it's a bit of a challenge. We are supported by a few of the SA Rugby sponsors. So, you know, anywhere coming from anywhere outside of Nelspruit, we want you to go to the park and rides, get on there, support the local school. You'll have to pay maybe 50 rand to have a secure parking for the school.
Mm.
If you've got a match ticket, you get on for free. Have a jawl, have a kiosk on the way with a bus all the way to the stadium. Park right inside the stadium. Get there. Go and enjoy it. The stadium is opening at 12. The actual internal stadium is opening at 1 o'clock. The success of this event will be driven around the traffic and any problems getting there. So for us to be awarded a game like the All Blacks in the future, maybe England or Australia or something like that, we have to get this one right.
Yes.
And we're relying on our supporters to help us get it right.
Yes.
So we need you guys. If you think you're going to leave home at 3:30 and drive to the stadium, and it's not going to happen now. We do have parking in the area around. So rather than having a parking ticket and stopping the people to check, it's a first come, first serve, early bird. So if you want to get close to the stadium and park, but not inside the physical stadium grounds, get there early. Get there from 11, 12 o'clock. As soon as it's full, the traffic guys will turn you back to one of the park and rides, the closest park and rides, and there's obviously lots of them. So early bird, absolutely fantastic. We're going to park the surrounding areas full out.
Okay.
But at a point in time, we have to stop.
Access for people with disabilities.
Well, Mbombela is one of the most disabled-friendly stadiums, I think, in the world. It's actually designed fantastically. If you've got a disability, please you get your accreditation through the local municipality. Come to the stadium and we'll give you a disabled parking. And on the concourse level, right up at the top, there's dedicated disabled seats with your helpers next to you.
Let's talk hospitality tents.
Obviously, SAB is the major sponsor, so our BNC field, there's going to be Chris there, there's going to be the SAB, they're going to pump up the music, give out cold beer. But on top of that, there's also good food, jumping castles for the kids, so we really want to entertain it. And there is also some private hospitality, as you said, in the shed, which we're trying to get out to. That's help driven by local people like yourselves, the guys from Roycut, have all joined us to make it a kiss. And when the guys get off the park and ride bus, they're going to come right past the shed. Remember, the gates are opening at 1 o'clock. Get inside there, get the sense and the energy of what's happening in the stadium, get the feel of it, because there are lots of pubs. We spent quite a few hours yesterday going through the logistics of making sure, how do we get a cold beer out in 30 seconds? But inside the stadium, you know, that half time and just before the game, the crush, we've got to get the beers out and get them out fast.
Kaartjies is not beskikbaar.
There are some. There was an early bird, F&B early bird, that came out to give the opportunity to SA Rugby sponsor F&B guys. And some of them have been returned, so we do have some tickets still available. 500 to 1,000 rand, that's what we've got. Guys, please, we need a sellout. Again, it goes back to why will SA Rugby give us the game?
Yes.
It's got to be a sellout. So if you've got one or two mates who's 11 who's sitting on the fence, go buy them the tickets and then get the money out of them. I mean, it is a SA Rugby test. The Pumas have been awarded the opportunity to host it. And obviously, there is some financial benefits to the Pumas, which also help us going forward. So Jimmy and Marius can hopefully contracts. We've got great players, but even maybe some better players that we can do out of the money we're going to generate from this game.
Yeah.
A sellout always makes a difference.
Yeah.
They generate a lot of their money out of their sponsors, so we're obviously grateful, and that's why we have to protect their rights. Your SAB, it's a castle incoming series, but SA Rugby generates its money out of its sponsors, and so we've got to make sure that on TV it's going out to over 64 countries live, so it's fantastic. And obviously, the not only the economic benefit, but the PR benefits
is
fantastic.
Yeah.